One of the greatest gifts of my life, my whole life, but especially my life as a prayer artist, is the sacred shamanic Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness, Ho'oponopono. And if you watched my video about my story, you know that I received this prayer for the first time in the fall of 2013 when my son was a political prisoner. So I have now had an almost 6-year history with this prayer. And I am a prayer artist and I love all prayers. I love all prayers. But if I had to choose one prayer that I know transforms people, lives, situations, it's Ho'oponopono. And I have been very blessed to be introduced by Emma Kupu Mitchell to Kahualuha Johnson in Oahu, who was ordained along with Emma and who is an expert. She carries Ho'opono in her heart. She's a kahu, the keeper of the ancient ways. And I am so blessed that she and I have led five, you can see the five goddesses for the five Ho'oponopono intensives and always more to come. So when I was awakened in the middle of the night and basically yelled at prayer artists, do something about the concentration camps, which I have discovered there are over 200 in the United States. Oh, okay, I'm going to do something. Well, what is it I'm going to do? Ho'oponopono. Our prayer, and in the next video, you can watch the steps in the prayer, but the heart of it, the transmutating power of it is in Ho'oponopono. And so, for those of you that haven't been in any of those intensives and would like to know what is this prayer, I would like to introduce you to Kahualuha Johnson. And she's going to talk to us about what is Ho'oponopono.
Thank you, Janet. Aloha, aloha mai kakou, everyone. And thank you for joining us, Janet and myself here. I would like to make one clarification that while I am very, as Janet is, very, very, very passionate about the practice of the daily practice of Ho'oponopono, I am by no means an expert. I am a teacher because this has, as Janet will also vow, this has helped me in my life to cleanse, to clear, to open the way for love to flow into our lives. And this is what Ho'oponopono is. And so Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian cultural practice. And the traditional practice is it involved the healing for and the conversation within a family to bring about clarity if there was any sort of misunderstanding, if there was any illness in the family, that there was a root to the problem. And so Ho'oponopono is the process to unveil that root. And so it has been updated in the 70s by Morna Simeona, a Hawaiian kahuna. And she saw the need as we, as time, as life evolved and as people were carrying so much heaviness, pain, illness, suffering, that she saw a need for Ho'oponopono, this practice, to be updated. And so it was Auntie Morna Simeona from, I believe, from Oahu, and she, in the 70s, she developed this program called SITH, Self-Identity Through Ho'oponopono. And it's through this practice that we were are able to utilize this prayer, this practice for ourselves on a daily basis. And then This practice, this particular prayer that we have been, that Janet and I have both been using, is a prayer that has been handed down to us by my Kumu Karen, Lealoha Carol. And this particular prayer is for myself, it's a daily practice of cleansing, of removing the aka cords or the connections to the entanglements, so to speak, that surround us, that we may, but we're unaware of. However, it's a way to release ourselves from pain and suffering of all forms, whether it be in your relationships, whether it be with regard to your health, whether it be a situation, whether it be finances, anything at all, that this prayer practice is a way to cleanse and heal.
And one of the most surprising things about this prayer, that the very first time you were in any of my events, it was the Lotus and Lily in December of 2017. I was introducing you and Ho'oponopono for the very first time to members of one of my prayer communities. And so we're all sitting here watching you on this video platform, and out of your mouth comes that each one of us is 100% responsible for our relationships. And luckily I was muted, but I remember I went, and the people that were with me in this room went, and I have never forgotten. It was such a shock. Well, now scroll ahead to now, and the entire premise of They Are All Our Children is we are responsible. We are responsible for the creation of this encampment system. We are responsible for every child ripped out of her mother's arms. We are responsible. And if a person is hearing that for the first time, like I did in December of 2017, you might also be going, no, that's not fair. I didn't do that. Blah, blah, blah. So I felt it's an important foundation to understand this prayer. Would you explain why it's true and holy to take responsibility for finding this, what did you call it? The taproot to the problem in the family. Well, this is the human family. We have a problem. So why is responsibility this essence, this key to Ho'oponopono?
Such a great question. So the way I love to describe this for people to understand this concept is, if you can imagine an imaginary line across this way. And this line is the line of responsibility. So this is the line of responsibility. Below it is where we live in blame, shame, justification, making excuses, complaining about our lives, pain and suffering. All of that exists below the line of responsibility. Above the line of responsibility is where you take 100% responsibility. And so also I want you to see this as another great way to describe this is that humanity, we all came here to Earth. And we all are here to have this earthly experience. And in order for us to have this earthly experience, a veil was put in place. The veil separates us from divinity and keeps us in a third dimensional realm dimension. And so that's been our lesson in this lifetime, is to learn how to connect, how to pierce the veil, connect to divinity. And what we've been trained to believe is that we're powerless. And so what responsibility does, it begs us to bring all of our power back, take our power back, don't give our power away anymore. We've been trained to give our power away to the authorities. We've been trained to give our power away to our doctors. We've been trained to give our power away to pharmaceuticals. We've been trained to give our power away to processed foods. We've been trained to give our power away to GMO, genetically modified foods. We've been trained that it's okay to live a life this way. So by taking our power back, we are strengthening our connection to our divine soul self that pierces that veil. And as we say in the Hawaiian culture, puka is to break through that line of responsibility where we below, we stay in suffering. And when we pierce that, that is the veil. When we pierce that, we have our own direct connection to divine source. And this is truth. This is what Jesus Christ taught. This is what Mary Magdalene taught. These are all the great ascended masters and teachers have taught, been teaching us for eons of time. But we've been brainwashed, basically. That's the best way that I can describe the importance of taking 100% responsibility. Is not that you're 100% to blame for what's happening. That's not what we're getting at here. Taking 100% responsibility means that I am empowered to make a difference in the lives of my brothers and sisters at this time. And it is crucial. And it is that it's an awakening. The world is waking up and we are all a part of this. No one is to be left behind. And there's countless, I mean, there's just so much going on around Mother Earth, but people are waking up. And it's our duty. It's our kuleana. Kuleana in the Hawaiian language is responsibility. It is, and it's a privilege, because when we step into taking 100% responsibility, we are changing the outcome of all of the injustice that's occurring right now around our planet.
Yes. I'm on fire just listening to you, and I want to take responsibility, and I want to pull my power back, and I want to be a part of this transmutation of this brainwashed conditioning that it's okay to put Japanese people in internment camps in World War II, that it's okay to put Jewish children in camps in Germany, that it's okay to take the first peoples off their land and stick them in a reservation on some land that we think has no value. And then, oops, when it has value, we say, oh, well, let's break that treaty. This is this ongoing, endless, it seems, but this is the moment. This is the line, right? I am taking responsibility, and everybody joining us is taking responsibility for piercing that veil and changing the experience of life on earth. Which brings me to my next question that I think would be a question other people would have. In the prayer, and there'll be a video with the actual language of the prayer, we say that we're cutting akka cords, and you used that language just now. Akka cords or connections. So for someone that hasn't been exposed to the prayer, are those like energetic, what are we cutting? What are akka cords?
Yes, so in this prayer, it's powerful. It's a powerful practice, and this is something that I do daily, you do daily, of cutting the akka cords. Akka cords are these sort of like energetic attachments, or you can see them as strings, or you can see them as a sticky substance, something that connects you to another person, to a situation, to a problem, to an illness, to generational information that's been handed down from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, whether that be through your DNA, et cetera. It's a story that has been told eons of time ago that's handed down through generations all the way to you today. And it's a belief. It could be an energetic disagreement that, or like you could feel like that, say you know someone who you don't really see eye to eye on things, and there's a funny energy between you, that this is energy, and energy, we cut energy. Energy is like electromagnetic. And I read from, I believe it is Michael Singer, who says, he's an author who wrote The Untethered Soul. He says that thoughts are electric, emotions are magnetic. And so it's basically like cutting the magnetic field connections that we have to these different situations. Now we can have loving Akka cords, which we will keep intact, and we're going to fortify those between us and others. And we can also send loving Akka cords to people. This is something that I do on a daily basis with all of the different situations that are occurring on our planet right now. But we can cut the Akka cords that no longer serve us, that hold us attached to the past that doesn't serve us anymore. The past has already occurred. We are in the present. We want to live in the present moment, because when we are living in the present moment, we are living with being inspired by the divine. Our Akka cords, our negative Akka cords, keep us attached to the past. So this is what we're going to do, is we're going to cut them. We're going to release them. We're asked that they be severed and cleansed and purified and transmuted to the pathway of light. And then you're free. You're free. You're free to create, to co-create with divine spirit in the moment, being inspired. And this is where we all get to co-create with the universe, with God, with the goddess, and the way I use this energy is I harness light. I allow light, which is love, which is grace, to flow in me and through me, to do blessings, to clear out whatever no longer serves us.
So that light, that love, I stumbled upon experiencing the power of that love in Ho'oponopono in December of 2017. I got that right. Yes. I was saying Ho'oponopono, and there is a line in this traditional form where we ask that those who participated in the creation of these negative Akka cords be forgiven. And I, out of habit, named my mother, my father, my ex-husband, etc. And I don't know why. I have no idea why, but I'm so grateful that that inspiration came. I turned to Archangel Michael, who I feel is always there when I pray, and I said, you know, I've been saying this prayer for years. My mother's forgiven. She's forgiven. She's forgiven. She's free. She's free. She's completely free. Let's get to the tap root of this. When did this start? And I had no idea what I was inviting to happen, but I suddenly felt the living presence of a man from thousands of years ago in the room. And I did kind of freak out, but I had Archangel Michael. So I said, oh, well, okay. Let's cut his cords. And that was the beginning of all of these intensives, because I did experience forgiving him, and I experienced how frightened and amazed he was. You're forgiving me after what I did to you? And so I called you in tears. I was like, oh, I gotta tell you when this happened. And you very calmly said, well, yes, of course, because it's the divine feminine, it's the goddess, it's first love, original love, it's love that forgives, it's love that cuts the Akka cords. Now, this was an expansion of my limited understanding of prayer. I think this created the space in which prayer artists could come through to me. This was the beginning of my seeing that the way we've been brainwashed and taught to pray in the patriarchal traditions isn't prayer. Prayer is communion with this divine light and love and oneness in the first mother. And it's, and that's why all of these intensives are called the goddess forgives. So we take responsibility, but it's she, it's this unconditional love that creates the freedom. It ends with Amama Uenoe, it is given, it's free. So how is this possible? Can you, I mean, this is deep mystical question, so maybe there is no answer. How does love forgive and release and create this freedom? How does love do the work?
That's another really powerful question. And the best way that I can respond to that is by saying that what love does is it removes the boundaries that have been placed around us, and that we ourselves have placed around our hearts. We have closed ourselves off to receiving love because we have separated ourselves from divinity. We have separated ourselves from source. We have separated ourselves from the goddess. And it's because of the control. You know, we don't know. We've just been trained to live our lives this way and to judge and to see that, oh, this is, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, and to live in that world of duality. Duality exists here, is the only place that exists is here on earth. Why? Because one half of her is in the sunlight, the other half of her is in the darkness. Hence, duality was born. So there's, and that is part of the third dimensional realm mindset. We've been trained that there's right and wrong, there's good, there's bad, there's black and white, there's, you know, all of these dualities, love and fear. And so we've been living in a controlled environment in fear. And that's what we're used to. And so we haven't trusted that there is a divine source, a loving source, who wants us to live our lives whole, complete, full, not in duality, but in love, just love. But it is a choice. We've been given free will. So we have the choice to choose between love and fear every second of the day. But because we've been so ingrained in fear, it's been just our normal go-to. So this prayer helps us to free ourselves, free our brothers and sisters, free the children from the, as you have mentioned before, the consciousness of fear, the consciousness of control, the consciousness of enslavement, the consciousness that all the injustices, oh yeah, it's just, I have no control over that. I'm not a part of that. It's over there. I'm here. I'm separate from that. Oh no. This, we are all one. And so it's our privilege and it's our right, it's our kuleana to pierce through that control of consciousness and to, because that's all happening, that's all keeping us held back to the past. We are co-creating right now everything that we would like to happen for ourselves, for others around the planet. And so this is an opportunity, should we choose to awaken at this time and to choose love, love is right there. Love opens the door. Love frees us. Love takes the shackles off of us. Love breaks down, burns down those camps, those internment camps. Love destroys walls. Love removes the walls we've placed around our heart to protect ourselves from being hurt. Well, the only way we're being hurt is by believing in fear. And once we accept the fact that that the goddess lives in us and she flows in us and through us as grace, then there is nothing to fear. Nothing. Because love is pure. And I'm getting chicken skin goosebumps just talking about this, because that is love. This is love flowing in me and through me right now as my eyes are watering. This is love. This is what love looks like. This is a love with an open heart, with an expanded outlook on life, and that I matter and my voice matters. It's my time. I am being called to use my voice to speak up for all of these issues, because every life matters. And yes, human life, yes, but animal life, marine life, plant life, the air we breathe, inanimate objects have life, the mountains need love, the forests need love, and we are the cause of all of this, all of the injustices that are occurring. So it is our kuleana, our right, our privilege, our responsibility to make a difference and to choose love.
You said it, well, now I'm all teary. This is what love looks like. This is what love looks like. So we can look at this map of all of the over 200 camps in the United States of America. It's a terrifying picture to look at, but we have to look at it, because that's what fear looks like. Oh, they're coming and they're carrying all of these terrible, and they're taking our jobs. That's what fear looks like. This prayer, this is what love looks like. I am forever grateful to you for teaching me Ho'oponopono, for teaching it to over 600 or 700 people that have come to these intensives, and there will be more. Everyone on this, they are all our children. If you wish to know about future intensives, just subscribe to my Sunday Notes from the Field, because Lahela and I are already planning at least one, probably two in 2020. This is what love looks like. So in the next video, Lahela and I will walk you through what love looks like in this simple 11-minute radical love prayer practice, because they are all our children.